The big feller's face was red-blue, but too wide around his mouth.
New deck! Get a new deck over here, pronto!
I said one time only, mister, and I meant it.
Without taking my eyes from his, I reached my arms over around the pile of winnings and raked it to me. Funny, I'd been prepared to lose it, had expected to lose it. Now that I'd won it, I didn't know what to think.
Just one more cut.
He started to grab my arm, but the look in my eyes stopped him.
One more, and that's it.
You're done in.
He reached inside his coat, and I almost went for my pistol, but he pulled out a thin leather wallet and slapped it on the table.
Here's my marker. I'll draft a check for any amount.
No way. House rule says cash or chips. Besides, I'm calling it a night.
He started around the table. Marshal Briggs stood up and pointed a long finger.
Hold it right there. I've seen enough of this.
The big feller froze as if looking down the barrel of a gun. Briggs stepped over closer, his left arm still out, finger still pointing, his right palm resting on the bone-handled Dance Brothers pistol.
This young man has gone out of his way to accommodate you, but you, sir, are acting like an ill-mannered...
That's my money!
The big feller clenched his fists so hard they seemed to draw his arms into his sides.
Used to be, sir.
Enough out of you, McKay. Wipe your nose right now.
McKay smiled sheepishly.
Thank you, Marshal.
He brought his empty right hand up slowly from under the table, rubbed a finger across his nose, and laid both hands on the tabletop. Briggs stepped closer, staring back at the big feller, picked up a pearl derby hat from an empty chair, and held it out arm's length.
Now, you get.
Briggs' deputy stood up behind him. The big feller seemed ready to explode as he snatched the hat and spun toward me.
You haven't heard the last
get!
The big feller swept up his leather wallet and stomped off through the crowd with his long coattails flapping behind him. Jack squeezed Miss Knight closer. McKay poured a glass of bourbon, and I noticed the Uhlinger was back in his vest pocket. Briggs, his deputies, and I watched as the big feller disappeared out the front door. The crowd spread out back to the bar.
Much obliged, Marshal.
Picking up my Stetson from an empty chair, I adjusted the dents in the crown and signaled a barmaid to gather my winnings. Then I turned back to Briggs.
Can I buy you fellers a drink?
We'd be honored, Mr.
I'm Beatty. James Beatty.
My real name had been Justin Nash many years back, before fate dealt me an outlaw's hand. I changed my name to Miller Crow after the war, but was now wanted for killing a crooked lawman under that name. Beatty was my third attempt at going straight. I'd worn out names faster than some people wore out boots.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Beatty. I'm Newton Briggs. These are my deputies, One-Eye Marvin Ingram and Little Dick Duggins.
I glanced at Ingram and saw that both his eyes were sharp and clear.
Why do they call you One-Eye?
Why shouldn't they?
I nodded and looked at Little Dick Duggins.
Don't ask. Just call me Richard.
I will.
I flagged down another German barmaid and ordered a bottle of rye. It struck me that all these German barmaids looked identical. Fair-skinned, tall and broad-shouldered, with biceps that could snap a man's neck. But they were big, gentle women who loped about the saloon like Palomino workhorses, Schleswig warm bloods and sweet-smelling gingham.
So, Mr. Beatty, what brings you to Cimarron?
We all sat back down at the table.
Horses. I'm a horse dealer out of Missouri.
I gestured toward Jack, who'd turned his full attention back to Miss Knight.
My friend there works with me, making the auction circuit.
Of course, part of my job as a horse dealer was procuring good riding stock for my cousins, the James Younger Gang of Missouri. I certainly wouldn't mention that here.
Well, Mr. Beatty, you certainly handled that incident like a young gentleman.
Briggs smiled and laid his hands flat on the table as a bottle and four fresh glasses appeared in front of us.
Yeah, you had every right to kill him.
Perhaps.
Warming to the conversation, I was careful to weigh my every word. I took the bottle and began pouring us a drink.
But I find violence needless and distasteful. As a horse trader, I find there are few things a man can't deal his way out of if he keeps his head. I believe in live and let live.
That's a good attitude.
Hear, hear.
Briggs raised his glass. We all threw back a shot and Little Dick poured us another.
I wish more folks felt that way. Sure would make our jobs a lot easier. We're looking for Ned Quarles and his bunch. Don't know him, do you, Mr. Beatty?
No, but believe me, if I did...
Ever heard of him?
Oh, not really, except bits and pieces. I hear of such people now and then, of course, but for the most part, I steer clear of such hard cases. In fact, this is the first I've been in a saloon or played any poker for the longest time. Most times, I spend my nights in my hotel room. I'm studying the scriptures, you see, always looking for the deeper meaning of life.
Studying what?
The Bible, damn it, One Eye. This young man studies the Bible. Do you happen to follow Emerson's Transcendentalists?
No, Marshall. I avoid railroads as much as possible. I prefer horseback, although it gets weary sometimes.
I watched his eyes to see if I'd said the right thing. Briggs glanced down at his hands with a patient smile.
If you're religious, why was you playing poker?
That's my one occasional weakness, I'm afraid. Dealing in horses can be a lonesome business. Many nights I just ponder the...
Ah! Look out! He's got a gun!
I caught a glimpse of the Pearl Derby hat near the door as the crowd parted in a flurry of spilled beer and fallen chairs. I spun up from the table toward the commotion, drawing my .44 as the first pistol whistled past my head. In reflex, I stepped sideways, cocking my pistol, swinging it up toward the big feller, taking a split second to aim as his second shot exploded in a belch of smoke and fire. I pulled the trigger and let the hammer fall with the impact of a mad judge's gavel. It was the strangest thing I ever saw. But for the first time in my life, I actually watched a bullet come out of my gun barrel. It spun around and upward in an arc, awfully slow for a bullet, I thought, then dropped down and smacked the big fella right in the face. There'd been no recoil. I glanced at my pistol. The big fella stumbled back, raised the big shiny Russian .44 again, and tried to aim it as a trickle of blood ran down his nose.